that you know my address, 'cause the letters you wrote to me, but I fold all that you've told like origami. Swans around me, but they have never found me. And you can't save me, 'cause I ain't a suit.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 250. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Brooklyn's The Secret History. That song is called Johnny Panic, parenthetically Forget Everything. And that's on the new album, American Singing in the Dark, which came out June 9th of this year on Cloudberry Records. That band, as I said, is out of Brooklyn, though definitely has ties to the UK and that C86 scene. Some tracks on that album almost seem indie pop and twee, while other ones seem a little more robust, like maybe the Waterboys. So lots of interesting things happening there, but that track is great, and that has a really good video as well, with some fantastic suits in it that make me quite jealous. I got lots of indie pop coming up for you today, lots of power pop, and just lots of good music for you. So let's jump into something new here. This is a track from Tie These Hands.
Out of the trap.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock podcast. That's a lovely song there, but it's going to force me to speak French, and no one likes that. I believe that was Ouz Outra with the song Tilt the Crown. That is from their EP Seven Sevens, which came out on their own Bon Mot label December of last year. A band out of Portland, Oregon, dealing with some wonderful indie pop there. And a band that I discovered via the recommendation engine on Last FM. So all sorts of things finding their way to the podcast this week. I picked that up on their Bandcamp website for a bargain, and I'll probably go back and pick up their last album as well, as I'm a fan of that sort of indie pop. Before that, we heard from Tie These Hands from Lincoln, Nebraska. The song was Connie Lou, and that's on the album Come On, which the band will self-release in August of this year, so something to look forward to. I guess I should get some of the business out of the way, let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. Hopefully I make good choices, get good music, and make a good podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. But if I fail, it's only a song or two, and we'll get through it together, I promise. Coming up next here, I have a track from Missing Monuments. The song is called Superhero.
Dummy and a
Does Your Heart Swoon There? That is The Shivers with the song Teen Line. That is the A-side of the band's Soul 7-inch, released in 1980, though I picked that up on the Lost Hits from Milwaukee's first family of power pop, 1979 to 1982, released in 2005 on Hype to Death Records. That is a band that should be as big as Holly and the Italians or Nikki and the Corvette in the power pop world, but never really got the leg up being based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kind of does that to your career. But if you're a fan of that genre, you're definitely going to want to pick that up. It's got the single, 8 additional tracks that were recorded in the studio, about 8 tracks that were done live in 1982, and even a couple of tracks from a reunited lineup in 1989. Before that, we heard from Sugar Stims with the song Like I Do. That is on the band's album Can't Wait, which came out April 9th on Dirt Nap Records, another band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin there, a band that actually led me to the other. So continuing the great female-fronted power prop tradition there. And I just love that album and love that track to death. We started the set off with Missing Monuments with the song Superhero. That's on the band's self-titled album, which comes out July 30th of this year on Dirt Nap Records, a band out of Louisiana there featuring King Louie, who evidently in the garage world is a bit of a superhero himself. It looks like I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 250. That sounds like a milestone. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Facebook or Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 25th, Jonathan Richman at the Record Bar, followed by Valiant Thor at the Riot Room later that night. You can catch both. Or you can catch Lady Lamb and the Beekeeper at the Czar Bar on the 25th as well. The 26th, Unincluded, is playing at the Record Bar. And 28th, Train Dodge at the Riot Room. The 29th, Nude Beach at the Replay. Or Ghosty and Hospital Ships are playing at Frank's North Star. Looking forward, there's all sorts of things happening, but let's just confine things here to June because there is still so much going on in this month. We're going to wrap things off this week with a track by John Vanderslice. The song is called The Savage Jaw, and that is on his Vanderslice Plays Diamond Dogs. This song is originally titled 1984 and from the backside of Diamond Dogs, which originally was a concept album entirely based on 1984 by Orwell. John self-released this album after raising some money on Kickstarter. This was actually an award for a particular Kickstarter level, though I think you can buy the MP3 version of it now. But that vinyl, super rare, and I think he's only got a couple copies left he's selling with him on tour. So pick those up. This is an excellent album, recorded in 5 days, but does not sound urgent at all. It just sounds focused and wonderful. So very happy to end with this one. Very happy to give props to John Vanderslice. This is The Savage Jaw. Thanks very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.